Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. Today's Mishnayos are being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Arye Tzvi, Ben Reb Chana Chendel, the Kozhag Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai. So we're discussing the halachos of Shikcha. So just to preview what's very important for this Mishnah and really the coming Mishnayos, and that is the pasuk in the Torah that talks about the mitzvah of Shikcha is in Parshas Kisetze. It says in the Torah, Ki siktzar k'tzircha b'sadecha, if you, the farmer, is going to be harvesting your field, you're going to be cutting the grain, the fruit, from the field. V'shachachta oimer basadeh, and you will forget a bundle in the field. You're not allowed to turn around, go back and take it. Rather, la ger, la yosim, v'la'almana yiyah. You have to leave it to the ger, the yosim, and the almana. And if you do that, you'll be gebenched. L'man yivarechecha Hashem alekecha b'chol ma'ise yodecha. This is one pasuk in the Torah that mentions the halacha of shikcha. Now, it's very clear that the mitzvah of shikcha is talking about someone that forgot, obviously. What did he forget? Oimer basadeh. He forgot a bundle of grain, which means he harvested the grain. It's in a bundle, a stack of some sort, and that's what he forgot. And based on the simple reading of the pasuk, it would seem that is the only scenario where there's a parasha of Shikcha. Stating that, there are many Mishnayos in Masechtes Peah that deal with the laws of Shikcha that discuss a completely different type of Shikcha. And that is, in the event that somebody was harvesting his field and he forgot to harvest some of his crops, that too would be considered Shikcha. The shikcha where you forget the bundles is what's known as shikchas ha'omer. The shikcha where you forget to cut some of the grain is what's known as shikchas ha'kam. Now, the pasuk is talking about shikchas ha'omer. So how do we know shikchas ha'kam? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Sifri. The Sifri says, Ki siktzar k'tzircha bisadecha v'shachachta omer again basada. The word basada would seem to be superfluous. It would seem to be extra. Once it says, Ki siktzar k'tzircha bisadecha, so we know it's taking place in your field. Where else is it taking place? Not in your living room. So why does it have to say tzimtzveitimo v'shachachta omer basada? The word basada is extra. Says Rashi, L'rabli shikchas kama she'shachach miktsasa miliktsar. That too would be considered shikcha. Now the previous Mishnah had said that there's a shear of how much a person can forget for it still to be considered shikcha. Meaning it's understood that if a person would forget a very, very large amount, at that point it wouldn't be considered shikcha anymore. And the shear that the Mishnah gave was sasayim. So if a person forgets sasayim, that's a shear, that's already too much. At that point, it's not going to be considered shikcha. The Rav says that the Makar, it's a Yerushalmi, learns it from a pasuk. It says, loisashuv likachta, you're not allowed to go back to take it. It sounds like what you forgot, if you wanted to go back, you'd be able to take it in one shot. If, however, you forget sasayim, or more than that, it would take more than one trip if you were going to go return to bring it back. As a result, it's excluded from the lav of leisash of lekachtoi, and if it's excluded from the lav, it's excluded from the asay, and it's excluded from the entire parasha of shikcha. Zok de Mishnah, kama sheyesh ba sasayim ushakcha. Just like we said in the previous Mishnah, that if somebody forgets oimer, shikcha sa oimer, the shir is sasayim. The same is true when it comes to shikcha sa kamas. If somebody would forget sasayim, ain't a shikcha. The halach is, it would not be considered shikcha. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the whole makar, that sasayim is the shear for shikcha, is based on the pasuk that says, loisashuv likachtoi, which ostensibly is talking about where it was already cut. However, for shikchas hakama lav dafka, the teretz is pasha. Being that, how do I know shikchas hakama? I know it from shikchas ha'omer. So once it's true by shikchas ha'omer, it's going to be true for shikchas hakama as well. Another halacha, imba sasayim. What would be if somebody had kama, but the kama did not have sasayim? Aval hi ru'uya lasoy sasayim. However, it theoretically, hypothetically, could have been sasayim. Afilu hishal toifach, even if it's so thin that it's like the thinnest type of thing that grows, royin oisa kehilu hianava, we look at it as if it's properly grown, shal sa'irim, it's like a grape of sa'irim or a strand of sa'irim, and the halach is it's going to be chayiv and shikcha. So what is, or it's going to be excluded from shikcha. So what does this even mean? So we're talking about where somebody has sa'irim that's growing in his field, and the sa'irim, because of the weather or because of the elements, it's a little oiske klap. There was a shidafine that caused this sa'irim not to grow properly. And it's because of that, right now, it doesn't measure Sasayin. But really, had there not been a Shidofen, had things gone properly, had it been Shanam Kitikunam, had the weather cooperated a little bit better for this farmer, then it would have grown to Sasayin. Says the Mishnah, a Chiddush Atzum. Even though right now, it's not Sasayim. In fact, it might even be like a toifach. It might be so thin and feeble. But we look at it as if it really is a properly grown thing. And the halacha is, if it would have been properly grown, would it have been Sasayim? So too over here, the halacha is, we're going to look at it as if it's Sasayim as well. There's an interesting shaila in the Mefarshim on this Mishnah, whether this halacha of royin oisa kihilu hi anovish al sa'irim is true only for shikchas hakama, or whether it's true for Shikchas Ha'imer as well. The Mishnah says it regarding Shikchas Hakama. That's very, very clear. But the question is it also true for Shikchas Ha'imer? Meaning, what would be if somebody had grain that theoretically, had there not been a Shidofen, would have grown to Sasayim? It didn't. You cut it. Right now it's a bundle. It's less than Sasayim. Will there be a din shikha, or will there not be a din shikha? And this is a shail in the Mefarshim. Now, why would you think there should be a din shikha? Because at the end of the day, what's the makarta shikha sakama? I learned it from shikha sa'imer. So you would think the two halachas should be the same. You say a svar of royim by shikha sakama, you don't say a svar of royim by shikha sa'imer. It's not mistaber that there should be a nafgamina between shikha sakama and shikha sa'imer, because shikha sakama is learned out from shikha sa'imer, but frat the shear of sasayim of shikha sakama is learned out from shikha sa'imer. So it really, at first glance, is not mistaber to say that this would be a svara dafka by shikchas hakama. But there are many mefarshei hamishnayis that say that no, the Mishnah said it in the Mishnah that's talking about shikchas hakama, which is Mishnah Zayin. It didn't say it in the Mishnah that's talking about shikchas ha'omer, which was yesterday's Mishnayis, which was Mishnah Vav. And if that's the case, it sounds like it's true by shikchas hakama. It's not true by shikchas ha'omer. And the question is, why not? Abalachura, the svara is very, very poshit. And that is, at the end of the day, what's the svara of Ryan? It's just like a make-believe? This is some magical idea that even though it's not Sasayim, but we're going to visualize and we're going to imagine and we're going to dream as if everything would have played out. If it didn't play out, then it didn't play out. Truth is, you find this idea of Ryan in other places of halacha as well. Most notably in Masechtas Erevin. Masechtas Erevin, you find this concept of Ryan. So for example, you have a mechitza that doesn't go from the floor all the way to the ceiling. So there's a concept of gurasik. That's Ryan. We extend the wall. It's imaginary. We make believe it's really there. Or you have a wall that's attached to the roof but doesn't go all the way down to the ground. There's a concept of gurachis. Again, it's Ryan. There's an idea of chaykik in lahashlim, a very intricate halacha, mesachtes erevin and a mesachtes sukkah. But you find this concept of sometimes you're allowed to imagine and you're allowed to make believe, literally, that the metzias isn't the way it is. But how does that work? What's the concept of Ryan? It's mashma, that the idea of Ryan is based because at the end of the day, there really is a potential for that thing that you're imagining to happen to take place. As long as the tfuah is still attached to the ground, even though the tfuah is clearly having a bad year and it's oiske klapt, but you can say Ryan. As long as it's being yoinik, as long as it has a pulse, you can dream, maybe it's going to grow. It was supposed to, it had the potential, and we're going to be hopeful, maybe unreasonably, that maybe it's going to reach its potential. And so much so, we're going to look at it as if it already reached its potential. And that's the Chiddush Arayin. But once you cut it off the ground, it's game over. At that point, it's not being yoinik anymore. At that point, it doesn't have a pulse anymore. At that point, there's no makom to say Ryan. As long as it's attached to the ground, then you could deher the potential. And you could say a Chiddush is a great leap of faith, that because this potential, we're going to look at it as if the potential already happened. That's the Chiddush of Ryan. The Chazal were megala to us, beruach kotcham, that there is such a concept called Ryan. But it's based on the fact that there's a fighting chance for it to actually happen. Once you cut it, once it's shikchas ha'omer, at that point, it's not attached to the ground. If it's not attached to the ground, so where exactly is there going to be Ryan? Our Chabura, our Dafyomi Chabura, had the schos to hear a shir from Rabbi Bienenfeld when we learned Masechtas Erev, and he was talking about the New York City Erev and some of the history that took place in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, and it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and at he ended with a Dvar Musar, and the Musar was this concept of Royan that you find throughout Masechtas Erevin, and he said that's really what it is. Royan tells you how much Chazal believed in a person's potential. We believe in a person's potential to such a degree that Royan, Halacha will sometimes view a person who has potential as if he really
already realize that potential. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We'll give it to you on credit. Ryan, as if it happened. Now, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But that's a you problem. But the point is that we're willing to take that leap of faith and look at the person as if he already did it. A little bit of a lesson to take out from the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Moving along, Mishnah Ches, Hakama, Matzeles Es HaOmer. If somebody has Kama, somebody has Tfuah that's attached to the ground, and that Tfuah is not Shikha. So then the halacha is, even if he has Omer, he has bundles of Tfuah that are next to it, then the halacha is, even though that Omer was technically forgotten, it won't be considered Shikha. Why? Because you're going to have to go back for the Kama anyways. So once you're going to go back for the Kama, so it's Matzeles on the Omer, it deems that the Omer shouldn't be considered shikha. That's a kama. The same is true for a kama as well. If somebody has a kama that's not shikha, next to it he has a kama that is shikha. We saw a little bit about this earlier in the Masechta. So the halach is the kama that's not shikha is matzeles on the kama that is shikha, and it deems that it won't be considered shikha. However, if a person has a bundle that's not shikha, and next to the bundle he has an oimer or he has kama, the halach is the oimer doesn't have the ability to matzel. So you don't say, oh, even though I forgot the oimer or I forgot the kama, but it's next to another bundle that's not shikha, doesn't work that way. Kama's matzeles es ha'omer ves ha'kama, but omer's ene matzel loyes ha'omer for loyes ha'kama. Zok the Mishnah izoi kama she matzeles es ha'omer. What's an example of kama that's matzeles es ha'omer? Kol she'eno shikha. As long as it's not shikha, meaning afilu kelachecha. Even if there's only one stalk of tfuah that's not considered shikha, that's enough for it to be matzel. So when we say that if there's kama that's not shikha, it's matzel on omer and kama that is shikha, doesn't mean that the whole kama, the whole forest has to be not shikha. Even if you have just one stalk inside that kama, that would be enough for us to look at it as if it's not going to be shikha.